For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by Social Media Examiner. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. Today, I'll be joined by Billy Jean, and we're going to explore 5 low-cost social ad strategies that convert. Trust me, solid gold, solid gold, solid gold. You're going to want to take notes. This is one you might listen to more than once. By the way, I'm at Stelzner on Instagram. And if you're new to this podcast, be sure to follow this show so you do not miss any of our future content. By the way, are you looking for smart solutions to grow your agency? When your agency partners with Wix, you unlock an entire digital ecosystem for creating, managing, and growing your business online so you can run your agency the way you've always wanted to. Get the full coding and design freedom to create anything your clients need, along with the tools to manage and collaborate with your team seamlessly from anywhere. And when it comes to growing your business, you can get matched with new leads every day and earn revenue share for every website you create. They'll all be backed by Wix's industry-leading security and site performance. You'll also have dedicated account managers on standby 24/7 so you can reach your goals and start setting new ones. See for yourself. Head over to wix.com/partners and reimagine what your agency can accomplish. You support this show by checking out our sponsors. Let's transition over to this week's interview with Billy Jean.
Helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Billy Jean. If you don't know who he is, you need to know who he is. He's an ads expert, teacher, and founder of Billy Jean Is Marketing, a company that helps small businesses learn to sell with social media. His ads have been viewed billions of times. Billy, welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. It's only been a billion times, but before we even start this podcast, I'm going to just kind of rudely jump in, and I want to tell everybody what I just told you privately, but I want to make it publicly known. So over the last decade, I've had the opportunity to do a lot of podcasts, speaking gigs, et cetera. And I will tell you, out of every event I've ever done, there's not a company, and I say company because it goes beyond you. It's how your team handles themselves too and conducts business. The most organized, prepared, timely, structured person I've ever done business with in any capacity, period. Dialed in, organized, and I told him, quote, it's a masterclass in preparation and attention to detail. And I just think that's worth listening for everybody because obviously we know Michael's successful and well-known and does his thing, but I just want to give you that compliment that I don't know if a lot of people know about you. So I wanted to put you on blast right there.
Thank you, Billy. Okay, so it's not billions, but eventually it'll be billions. So yes. So today, you and I are going to explore how to create low-cost ads that convert on Facebook.
No, you take that compliment first. We're not doing nothing until you take you embrace that compliment. You take
it. All right. Compliment received. Now, we're going to get to how to convert on Facebook and YouTube ads. But first, you know, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and a lot has happened with you. So I would love you to share a little bit about how you have rebranded yourself. What did you do and why? Let's talk for a few minutes.
When I first came into this digital marketing game, it was almost 12 years ago. And I was, what am I, 33 now? So I'm 21. You know, I was partying all the time. My priorities were or that, you know, make enough money to go out and drink and hang out with friends and be social. I mean, the first big check I did, I literally called my friends up and went to dinner. We got two meals, brought the other ones home, and then went out all night and spent every single dollar of that at this bar called Bootlegger in San Diego. So my content kind of reflected that, you know, that was the stage of life I was in. It was always loud and outgoing and, you know, wildly inappropriate. And it was fun. It was all me, but I'm just, you know, I've grown up a little bit, not all the way, but a little bit. And so
you're a father now, right?
I'm a father. I have a 5-year-old, you know, I'm not always in these streets now. So the content also too professionally, you know, like any artist, when you look back at what you created a decade ago, it should make you cringe if you're progressing. Like even a week ago, like I don't want to see anything I've done in the past. So I just got to this point where I was just like, dude, I'm taking it all down. So I took like, you know, virtually everything off Instagram, YouTube. And I'm just like, I'm only taking the things that represent who we are today. And we're just going to start all over because that's who we are. And I want to update, you know, my relationship with our consumers with the updated version of myself. So I can always feel comfortable being myself. And so here we are.
So you did something crazy, which is you took everything offline. Right?
Yeah.
You unlisted everything.
Yeah.
That's pretty dramatic. I understand doing that on Instagram and Facebook where the shelf life is like minutes, but I don't understand doing that on YouTube. What is the new Billy? What's the new you?
I mean, professional entertainment is what I would call it. And what I mean by that is like, I had no exaggeration, probably 1,000 videos on YouTube and they're wildly educational, but the math shows and the science shows nobody cares. People don't watch educational, or they—I shouldn't say people don't. They do, but it's just such a small amount versus, you know, whatever's trending on Google, right? Like crypto, AMC stock, like whatever it is, right? That if you talk about the conversation, what's happening, the views go through the roof. And I just said, for me to go from, you know, our ads have been seen a billion times, so a lot of people recognize our brand, but to go to, you know, 8 figures annually to $100 million, we have to be mainstream. Shark Tank is mainstream. When I think of content that I want to create, it's Shark Tank type of esque. Like the thing I'm working on behind the scenes right now is a contestant show, like where I'm hosting and I get to have entrepreneurs in similar fashion of The Apprentice, but you know, with our own spin, but like things that people watch and you watch because you want to be entertained. And then you go, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize I learned blank and blank, which is the flip. It's been, you know, educational. And hey, that was actually pretty entertaining too. And I think to me, that's the difference from a billion, you know, impressions and 100 million, you know what I mean? And so I think that's the main switch.
Well, let's talk about this video you put together because this was part of your kind of unleashing your new brand, right? Tell a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I created this drama that's very roughly based off of my life and then a lot of fiction too. But basically, I mean, it's like well-produced. It's like a mini movie. It's a short.
It's exceptionally well done. It really is like the Hollywood quality.
Yeah. So we kind of were like, look, when you watch a TV show for 45 minutes, there's really only 4 minutes that give you that catharsis, right? Or that moment where you're like tears on the edge of your seat and it all builds towards that. So we said, what if we did a series and every chapter was that moment, was that thing happening? So, you know, the first chapter, I want, you know, I'll give you this real quick. I went to this trip with Tony Robbins on his island in Fiji. There was like 10 of us there and we're hanging out. And Tony said this thing that really stuck with me. It was pretty profound. He said, I have an intimate relationship with millions of people. Because think about it, his content stops people from committing suicide. It gets people to start a business, saves their marriage. The relationship is deep. When I looked at my previous content, it was like, yeah, it was cool. Like, yeah, it was a good advertisement. Yeah, it got me to click. That's not going deep with somebody. So the chapters, I said, well, what are the dark things that all entrepreneurs go through that no one's talking about? Number one is suicide. Unfortunately, entrepreneurship is the loneliest sport in the world. People are struggling with that. So chapter one tackles that. Chapter two is losing things, getting stuff repoed. People are out here catching L's and we're not talking about it. You get repoed, you got to, you know, chapter three, letting people go. You know, chapter four, moving back in with my parents, which I had to do 3 different times in my career. You know, chapter five, doing something uncharacteristic to get ahead, even though it was not the right thing to do. Chapter six, relationship, having that hard talk. Chapter seven, the nerves before going on stage and what you have to do to even get the opportunity to present. So everything is about death. I created a series where people could go back to 3 years later and be like, wow, that hit me, or you know, bring them to tears. Something that creates legacy, depth, something that goes beyond of, oh yeah, cool commercial, bro.
Yeah. And it doesn't come across as a commercial at all. It really comes across as the story of your life or the story of any struggle of entrepreneurship, right? Like I've been watching Undercover Billionaire. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
So good. So good.
It's so good because the premise is you got $100, a cell phone with no contacts and a beat up old truck, and you got to try to make $1 million in 90 days without using your name. And that is exactly the struggle, right? Like you watch that show and you watch what you did. And this is fascinating. It sounds like what you've determined is that storytelling and hitting on the emotional things that are widely understood for your marketplace, right? Which is the small business, probably entrepreneur, right?
Yep.
Is really key to smart marketing.
You nailed it. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's stories. And I mean, we know that, right? It's as old as time, but there's something different about knowing it and implementing it. And so when we put it out and we release it, as a Facebook advertisement, right? And, you know, it was the least amount of call to actions I've ever had in any ad I've ever done. But dude, I mean, when you look at the comments engagements, I'll send you a link. And everything I've created over the last, decade plus, I've never had anything so well received. So shout out to my team, and it was me, Paul, Johnny, Kay, four of us that put our heads down for a couple months and got it done. Shout out to Damon John, who did a cameo. Shout out to Grant Cardone, Jason Lee, that did cameos. And so, maybe Stelzner shows up in one of the chapters. Who knows? We put it out there.
Well, it's pretty exciting and it's fascinating. Now, what is the metric that you are trying to measure? Because you are a marketer, right? I mean, what's the positive that's going to come out of this for you and for your business?
I mean, at the end of the day, I would like it to be seen 50 million times and that be the way that we're introduced to the world. But even beyond that, I'm not just a marketer, but I'm a direct response advertiser. So even creating that, it's, hey, how many members did this get us? Right. So we have our monthly training where we teach people how to create ads that sell. And I want members, it's $49 a month. And I want to earn those members and I want to earn their retention too.
Perfect. And we're going to come back to that a little bit later. Okay. So we are recording this in the summer of 2021 and iOS 14.6 is out, right? And there's been a lot of changes with privacy, specifically on mobile, right?
Yeah.
And there's probably going to be more coming, right? So what do you want to say to marketers, who are concerned about marketing in a world where we're not going to be able to remarket as easily on Facebook and YouTube as we used to? What do you want to say to them?
Here's what I'll tell everybody. Focus on what you can control. To me, it's the same thing of stressing about the weather. Like, what do you mean? It's going to rain or it's going to be sunny. And you just have to adapt, right? If you plan for a wedding, you hope it doesn't rain, but then there's other people who will have a tarp on standby, to carry over to be prepared. And so to me, it's like, okay, iOS, this is just the newest thing. But I remember when I was doing my agency days and I had a bunch of clients in health and wellness, Orange Theory Fitness and Club Pilates and all these other things, Massage Envy. And I'll never forget this. Facebook rolled out video ads in the newsfeed. It was a big deal. And literally out of nowhere, the feature just wasn't available. So imagine you're pitching these massive franchises on video ads and how it's going to change everything, the interface, and they just took it away. To me, that was more damning than, the iOS, right? It was the main feature. And I remember when Facebook had works at, you can advertise to people based on where they worked at. And I told everybody in my community, I was like, do it now. We don't know how long it's going to last. And it went away. So here we are with this iOS thing. And, it's challenging. It sucks. But you just got to keep moving forward and take comfort in this fact. Facebook is a public company. They have a responsibility to their shareholders to make money. They get a lot of money from people like us, advertisers. Therefore, they have to create some kind of product that's going to bring them sales, that's effective. So to me, it's great. It's going to force Facebook to come out with probably the greatest thing that they've ever come out with. And guess who's going to take advantage of it? Us, with integrity, right? But we're going to jump all over that. And in addition to that, there's rumors that maybe Apple is looking to get into the, advertising game. And, if it does, great. Then they're going to be competitive and then they're going to start price slashing each other. And it's amazing. So I think we have to be a little patient. I think we have to be aggressively patient where we're actively seeing what other opportunities are opening up. But I mean, I've probably put about zero energy in iOS outside of doing the recommended things they tell you so our account can stay in good standing. But outside of that, I haven't put much effort into it. I just kind of keep running our stuff and see how it affects cost and try and get better.
On the Apple front, I do know that Apple allows people to advertise other apps, right? Because they have this thing called apps, right? Which is their app store, if you will. and they allow people to advertise for apps, other apps in the app store. And I wouldn't be surprised if eventually they also have this in podcasts, right? So Apple's also one of the big on the podcasting front. I wouldn't be surprised if they offer that up as an ads opportunity as well. So we'll see where that goes.
And we'll be right on it when they do.
Yeah. And then you've got Amazon, right? Which is a growing frontier, which is fascinating. I don't think you probably focus so much on that. Do you, or do you? Have you messed around with Amazon ads much at all?
No, we haven't dabbled with e-com in quite some time. So Amazon hasn't been, you know, massive on our priority list.
Mostly YouTube and Facebook, right?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, maybe a little bit of LinkedIn ads.
Got it.
Nothing crazy. We're not even active on those right now.
Let's talk about briefly before we get into your strategy, like why YouTube versus the Facebook ecosystem, kind of what are the pros and cons? How do we know which one we should, you know, use? What's your thoughts on that? Now, I know that wasn't in my script, but I just figured that's a question worth asking.
No, that's a great question. I look at it as, you know, as humans, if we're fortunate, we have two legs, right? And sometimes, you know, one gets tired and you got to hop on the other and rotate. So I look at them as like, I'll be honest, when I first got into YouTube, I had a cost per lead on whatever, I don't remember what funnel we were running, but I had a cost per lead on Facebook, about $10 to $12 for a webinar registrant, right? When we first came into YouTube InStream and we first made our first ad, that decreased to $1.64. It was the same video, you know what I mean? Like almost, the whole funnel was almost identical. And now today, fast forward, I don't know what's going to work on Facebook and what's going to work on YouTube. I think the benefit of Facebook is if you're a strong writer, you can take a video and you can add context to it, right? You can add a story and narrative, a prerequisite of reading before you watch this video. You know, you get more freedom there, but you know, you're naked on YouTube. Like your video just has to hit and it has to catch them within those first 5 seconds. But even then you don't know what's going to work. From a tactical side, I honestly love Facebook. We've found a lot more success with Facebook's like, hey, if we're bidding for conversions and we're like, hey, Facebook, find us a buyer. That has worked for us about 100 times better than it has on YouTube over the last 365 days. I don't know why, but retargeting video views, similar to audiences as they call them on YouTube, we have not had a lot of success with those at any point ever. And it's so weird. So if I have to skew towards something, like get into the nitty gritty, I skew towards Facebook. But let me tell you, there's nothing that gives me more confidence in my business than when I have an ad that's running well on both. Because then when one gets tired, the other can pick up. I can spend more or less more. You're not so dependent. So I really like them as kind of this yin yang approach.
All right. Well, let's talk about your low cost ad strategies. You've got a couple of them here. You've got five of them. First one has to do with birthdays. So kind of give us the lowdown on what is the strategy here exactly and what do we need to know?
So Michael and I talked prior to make sure we brought you guys some fire. And I wanted to give everyone here, you know, whether you're working in a company, doing your own thing, like tactical things that you can try and test today, like right now, this second, that will take you, if you know what you're doing, you can get it in and out in like 5 to 15 minutes. If you're newer, take you about an hour and a half to set up. But yeah, let's bounce off those. And number one, this is something that every single person that's listening to this right now needs to be actively running. It's called a birthday campaign. And what's a birthday campaign? It's simple. If you're an ads manager in the back end of Facebook, you can literally click browse and then click demographics and then I think life events. And you can click a button and you can advertise to everybody who has an upcoming birthday within the next, I think it's week or 2 weeks or something like that. And literally it's a click of a button, y'all. It's free. Like you go in the ads manager, you all have access to it right now. And then you can run ads to anyone who's having a birthday. Now think about this at the local level. If you're a restaurant, imagine advertising to people within a 3-mile radius and saying, hey, we know your birthday is coming up and your family probably forgot, but we didn't. First beer's on us. Come on in. Then they click the button and then you ask them, how many people will be dining with you? And then you're booking parties, catering events, your birthday. And it doesn't just work with a beer. Someone's like, well, what do I do if I'm in insurance? Well, if you're insurance, advertise to people who are about to turn 40 and say, hey, you got your birthday coming up. But priorities certainly have shifted, haven't they? When you were in 20s, it was all about partying. When you're in 30s, it was all about traveling. But in your 40s, you realize it's not about you at all. It's about them. Legacy, the next generation. Do you have life insurance? If something happened to you, God forbid, as we know we're getting older now, is something there? Click the button. Let's chat. Let's get you protected, a real gift that's going to last you. There's unlimited spins, y'all.
This is fascinating because you could target literally the entire, you could target a really, really big audience with this, depending on whether you are local or national, and it's renewing every day, it sounds like, right?
Exactly. So you set and I don't want to say set and forget because, you know, you always got to watch it, but it's pretty much the set and forget as you get, you know, you set it up, you know, and it's just amazing. And you guys, this is like, it doesn't even have to be good. Film the video on your phone, go to Ralph's down the street or your grocery store and buy some balloons, some birthday balloons, or buy a gift. I'll be really tactical with you guys. Get a cardboard box, wrap it up like a birthday present, put a bow on it. Start the ad, get really close to the camera. Proximity matters. That creates the emotion so they can see your eyes, your facial expressions, et cetera. And I want you to knock on the camera and then hold the gift up like, hey, I got you a gift, and kind of mouth it, right? Turn your sound on. I got you a gift, right? And then say, hey, I got you a gift. And no, it's not in the box. You can kind of throw the box away. But what I did get you is blank, and insert your industry. Like, it's you guys, for $5, $5 to $10 a day, you can show 1,000 people a day that have an upcoming birthday and decide your demographic that ad. Just think about how irresponsible it is to not do that when it's that affordable, you know?
So wait, there's so much there. Okay, first of all, you were knocking on the metaphorical camera lens, right?
Yeah.
And you were mouthing something knowing that the audio is probably going to be off, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you got some words that come up on the screen that say, hey, I got you a gift on mute so you can hear it or something like that?
Exactly. This present is for you. Put a sign on there. Or just like, hey, you know, turn your sound on, like point to your ears, you know, have fun with them. That's more for Facebook. If it's on YouTube, actually, I think, does YouTube have this feature? I don't remember. I think this might be specifically Facebook.
I think YouTube is unmuted, I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, so Facebook specifically, you know, everyone try that, you know, right now, today, and I hope you get some results.
Now, do you have to do a video or can you do a picture?
For sure. I recommend if you have a unique service that needs to, you know, typically be explained a little bit more, try and do a video, right? Also, too, when you're leading with the birthday gift, people are going to listen. You're going to notice your watch time is up a little bit more because they're curious of what's inside the box or they're curious on what you have to offer, right? So if I say, hey, Michael, I have a birthday gift for you. You're not going to walk away from me. You're going to sit there until I tell you what the gift is. So, you know, I do say use video because it gives you the opportunity not just to sell the item, but also to sell yourself.
Does Facebook allow you to dynamically insert the first name into your ad copy, or is that not really something it does?
There used to be a software where you can like upload a list and kind of do it, but I think it's very against their policy or privacy, whatever their terms are now, but it would be sick.
Okay, so we make a video, and how long should these videos be? Just because a lot of people aren't like maybe as familiar with videos, like how long should we make this video?
30 seconds to 2 minutes. Okay. Doesn't need to be anything crazy, you know, to give you kind of an overall script. It's, hey, happy birthday.
Right.
You know, I got you a gift because I know that you're X, Y, and Z, because I know that you're looking for a new home, because I know that you're looking to get in the best shape of your life, because I know that you're looking to get into your family. The gift is blank. Click here and I'll give you incentive, half off, coupon for whatever it is. So there's like a rough one.
Can you target the age of the person? It sounds like you can.
Yeah. Yep. You can do age. Hey, happy 18th birthday. Oh, here's one. Happy 21st birthday. You already know the deal. Time to go to Vegas. Click here to get your points.
Or time to check out our local casino or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so yep. You can do age, gender. You can stack things on top of it, right? So, you know, a woman who's turning 40 that lives in, you know, the zip code 92101 who has children that has a birthday. Huh. That's how specific you can get. So now you know what to get them based on the audience.
Fascinating. The body copy, should it be vague so they watch the video, or should it be specific?
That's a great call. Yep. I think that's when you do have a video and there needs to be explaining, Michael just nailed it, is hit him with this. Hey, I got you a birthday gift. Click me. Watch this video below.
Got it.
That's a great one.
You don't want all the details necessarily in the text.
Correct. Okay. But going back to what you said, you can show an image too, right? If you have something that doesn't really need to be like a toothbrush, right? Like you don't have to say a ton about a toothbrush. You can do an image and go from there.
Okay, cool. All right. Birthday campaign is something. Could we do it with services too? I would imagine we could, right? Like let's say we're not a local business. Let's say we're like a coach or a consultant or something like that. I would imagine we could just say, hey, I've, you know, free 30-minute consultation or whatever, right? I mean, you could do something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, it's, you know, if I had to freestyle something, something like this is like, look, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner. So for your birthday, let's just cut to the chase. You want more sales. So hop on a call with me for 30 minutes and I'll walk you through my, you know, my top 5 best performing campaigns or, you know, whatever it is. But yeah,
100%. And I normally charge for this, but for you, because it's your birthday, totally free. Click here.
Boom.
You're done. Awesome. Okay, good. What's the next one in your list? Anniversary.
So next one is slightly different, but just as effective, if not more. But the same thing in the back of Facebook's Ads Manager. You click browse of interest. You go to demographics. I believe it's life events. It's something. You search in there or just search in the search bar. It'll pop up. But it's upcoming anniversaries. You can actually run advertisements to couples, men or woman or both, of people who have an upcoming anniversary. I mean, just think about it. If you're a flower shop and you're not running a campaign to men specifically that sounds something like this, hey, we know you forgot your anniversary, but we didn't. Don't scroll past this advertisement because the second you do, you're going to put it off again. Click this button right now and lock in the flowers. So no matter what happens, you at least got that covered. We'll make it easy for you. We'll get you checked out in 3 clicks.
Do you know what the date range is on that one? Do you have a little longer than a week or?
30 days, I believe. Okay. 30 to 60 day. 30 for sure. Maybe 30 to 60. You push out if I remember correctly.
Now, is there any reason you couldn't also use this for travel? You know, like maybe it's time for you to book that special vacation or something like that?
Fantastic. I would actually challenge everyone listening, no matter what industry you're in, to be creative, because the only thing that ever stops us from growing in business is creativity and thinking outside of the box or thinking like there is no box, as we say. So no matter what industry, I challenge you to figure out a way to use anniversary. Great call. You know, travel. Hey, you want to get out of town? Click here. You know, bakery, your anniversary. You want to come here first, you know, cookie on us. A sidewalk paver, you know, like anniversary. It's not romantic, but the only thing that could kill the day for you is your wife coming outside and seeing the fact that you still haven't cleaned out the sidewalk. So let us get it done for you so you can stay out the dock house and actually enjoy your anniversary. Like, there's no limit. It's a creative exercise.
Yeah, and I would imagine if you have a product or service that's totally unique, that would be relevant for certain kinds of anniversaries. Like, I don't know, can you do X year anniversary? Do you think you can target like 10 year, 20 year, that kind of stuff? Or?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Okay. But you could probably target anniversary by age, which might assume some sort of,
correct,
some sort, yes, of a, yes, probably been married for a while kind of a thing, right?
So you can stack them. Hey, your anniversary is coming up and you're 50 years old now.
Right.
So it can't be the same. Yep,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Isn't it time for you to finally start living that dream you always wanted to come to Africa and go on a safari or something?
Hey, right. Flowers aren't going to cut it anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
You need to step your game up and do something big. You know, she's tired of that.
Time for you to make a little bigger investment in your relationship, right? Love that. Okay, cool. So we talked about birthdays. We talked about anniversary. I know we have 3 other ones. What's next?
The other one is location targeting. And this isn't necessarily that wowing. You know, almost everyone knows if you've ever created an ad, it's like the first bar that you see is advertising for location. But there's a certain feature in there that a lot of people sleep on. And I'll give you kind of 2, one for YouTube and one for Facebook. For Facebook, it's people who are traveling in that area. You know, Facebook, a lot of people, when they have their cell phones on, they have location-based enabled on their phone.
Like, I'm going to be in Orlando soon with my family this summer for the first time in a long time, right? So I would be someone traveling in Orlando that doesn't live in Orlando, right?
Exactly. So, hey, looks like you're traveling to Orlando. While you're here, you got to try the fish sticks. Go to here, da-da-da. Or, hey, click here and I'll give you the 5 best recommendations to eat. Even if they're not your restaurants, find 5 other restaurants, get a coupon from them and get a little cutback every time that they go. Hey, you're in Orlando. You got to see the Gators. Come here for the Gator tour. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, like the sky's the limit. So location targeting on there is huge.
Now, how do they know? Because people have their location tracking on inside the app.
Exactly.
So it's only when they're physically there, but they don't live there. Is that kind of the idea?
Correct. Yeah. So think about it. If you have your location on, well, you do 2 things. Inside of your profile, Facebook can see where you are. They also have your IP address where you log in most of the time. So they can tell your location for that. And then in addition to that, you have your location settings. And a lot of people by default have it as approved where Facebook can check your location. So if all of a sudden you're primarily in San Diego and then boom, Michael's in Orlando, they go ding. Okay. This person is traveling, right? Or they post it. So, you know, there are a lot of indicators. And so there's one, but then the other side of this, that's a good note for everybody is, and it's not exactly the same thing about location targeting, but on YouTube, I know they do some things on Facebook too, but on YouTube specifically, you can advertise to people when they're connected to Wi-Fi. Now, people think that's not a big deal, but here's where it becomes a big deal. Some of you have a longer sales process. Now, think about it. people are on their phones on social media all the time. Some of you are listening to this podcast, but you're also scrolling through your social. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're with your kids. Maybe you're at your kids' soccer practice and low-key, you're kind of bored. Whatever. But the thing is you're probably not connected to Wi-Fi while you're at those things. So there is an increased intent of the fact that somebody is most likely in a place where they can consume longer content. So, you know, if you can advertise to people based on when they're connected to Wi-Fi and you have like a 10-minute video sales letter or something along the lines, you may see an increase in your conversions right away from that. Volume would decrease, but you know, you may see an increase of conversions.
Does YouTube also do the traveling thing or do they not? Do you know?
I don't think YouTube does a traveling thing like that. Don't quote me on that, but I don't believe so off the top of my head.
Okay. So when you're connected to Wi-Fi, the hypothesis here is that you're somewhere where you are camped.
You can take out your credit card.
Camped out for a while, right? And, you know, could be your home, I would imagine, or it could be somebody else's house, or it could be
home,
hotel,
common office. Right? Yeah, for frequent location where you're comfortable.
Yep. Okay, cool. So what do we do with this location targeting kind of stuff? I mean, we talked about how people who are traveling, and I think it makes total sense that if you are in the travel services business, right, like car rental or restaurants or experiences, this is kind of a no-brainer, right? Yeah. Are there any other use cases outside of that?
Yeah, I think the classic just once-in-a-lifetime experiences, right? If you have something that's very unique to location. So for example, I got a buddy who lives out in Tahiti. And, you know, when people come there, they're going to be online. Well, they don't know what to do, right? If you live in any hotspot, I think it's a great opportunity to showcase a unique thing. Like, hey, you're in San Diego, but did you know, there's East County San Diego where people ride horses all day.
Right.
Right. Like you, most of the people are used to La Jolla and the beaches in this area. But did you know?
Or Julian, where you go get apple pie, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So kind of a one of a kind or a did you know type of vibe, I think could work well.
Fascinating. Okay. We've talked birthday, anniversary, location. What's next?
The fourth one is simple, but effective. And the reason why I'm including this one is because a lot of people kind of get afraid of the tech. And so they end up thinking about a lot of the things we're talking about, but not doing. So the next one's called an Ask Me Anything Messenger ad. Mm. So where I see a lot of the breakdown happen with Facebook ads is people actually get lost with what happens after the ad. Like, oh, do I need a landing page? Do I need a funnel? Like, do they have to click somewhere? And then they start to get some overwhelm. So what I've found is how do we remove all of those other paths to make it just easy and direct? And that's a messenger ad, meaning you show an ad to someone on their cell phone, and when they click the ad, it immediately starts a conversation on your phone, like where you can text message that everyone's used to. And if you're an agency, even your clients can do this, right? Without getting techie, like literally they just get a ping, a message, and you start a two-way conversation, which they like because it skips all the other fluff and it just brings them conversations. It's easy to track, et cetera. So it's a format of what to do there. And I'll give it to you guys verbatim here. And it's this. If you're thinking about desired outcome, then you're probably wondering, insert problem, click the send message button and let's chat, ask me anything. So here's what that sounds like filled out. If you're thinking about starting a business, then you're probably wondering, what should you sell? Click the send message button and let's chat, ask me anything. And you can give them ideas. Or if you're thinking about buying a new home, then you're probably wondering, how much money do you need down? Click the send message button and let's chat. If you're thinking about your daughter's quinceañera, then you're probably wondering, like, what kind of music should you play? Click the send message button below and let's chat. Like, it's endless. So essentially, it's understanding, you know, what someone's trying to do, knowing that they're going to have questions about the process and making yourself available. If you're thinking about getting into Facebook advertising, then you're probably wondering what to say, what to show, how much does it cost, how does it work? Click the send message button and let's chat. Ask me anything.
Okay, so I've got a million questions on this. Is this text and video or is this text and a picture?
So image. Yeah. Image is how we teach this one. And it's just a simple like picture of yourself looking friendly and open. It's very casual, just very direct. And it's a little bit more expensive because, you know, you don't know who's going to, it's not exactly catered to an audience as much as it is a problem, right? A specific problem.
But you can target it to an audience, right? Can't you?
Correct. Correct. Exactly. Based on who you think has that problem, you know, so, and you can be specific with, right? Hey, if you're thinking about starting a bakery, then you're probably wondering how to get clients. Click the send message below and let's chat. And then you can advertise to people who are part of the bakery association, or maybe who went to certain culinary schools, because you can advertise to people based on, you know, college educated or not, and, you know, where they went to school.
There's a million more questions I have related to this, which is I'm fascinated at the simplicity of it, but I'm also curious about why we're not adding a little more credibility on who the picture of the person is, right? Like, why wouldn't we say underneath, and by the way, I'm like a board certified attorney, or by the way, I'm an award-winning chef. I mean, would you not want to add a little bit of that to incentivize someone to want to click the messenger button?
So I love PSs, right? Which, by the way, or a PS, especially in ad copy, because it's always red or most of the time. But yes, 100% you can. So I just came from the perspective, some people don't have it, right? So sometimes they fall into the limiting belief of that they can't do it. But yes, Michael's right. If you have the stuff, dress it up, right? This is a loose format, but feel free. PS, I was ranked number one San Diego's top attorney 6 years in a row.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or P.S., I got a waiting list of clients, da-da-da-da-da. We're trying out this new methodology to get customers. And so it may be a win-win for both of us. Be transparent, right? So, there's all kinds of things that you can add to it. I think that's a great call.
Now, do you recommend a bot on the backside to handle this, or do you recommend human interaction?
So the person for this particular campaign that I really thought about, you know, again, my background being agency, is a way for your clients to directly start having communication. And the second that you have a bot, now the client likes to depend on the bot to do everything right. You know, did I actually get leads or customers from it? Is this thing working? Is it real? And they get far away from the process. So it was a way to get that direct connection between customer and client for us. But yeah, if you have game and you got skills to dance with bots, then hell yeah, you could do some bots and let them take it all the way to booking a calendar and an appointment. But if you're right now at a point in your career or within your company where you guys need to make sales, I would personally handle every single one. Granted, you have sales skills, right? If you don't have sales skills, then yeah, you should get a bot, let the bot do your thing there. But if you have a trained sales team, then you should take every lead that you can and get in front of as many people as you can to close.
Well, and you can have multiple people, if I'm not mistaken, manage your messages, right? So you don't have to do it all yourself.
Exactly. Delegate it in a second. Correct.
What about DMs on Instagram? Can you do the same thing there, or does it all go through Messenger, or how does that work?
There's some kind of software that we were testing. What the heck is it called? This guy, Larry Kim, created
Mobile Monkey.
It.
Yeah.
Mobile Monkey.
So that's a bot. But here's the thing. There definitely are bots like that one and Chat Fuel and so many chat, right, that all do this. But I got to think that you could run an ad on Instagram that does the same thing, or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know off the top of my head. My team, I get to do the fun strategies and the creative.
You come up with the ideas and they do the execution.
Team gets to do all that.
Well, my guess is I'm sure it's probably an option. And I would imagine you could, you know, for sure, start on Facebook and see if you can go further. But how cool is this? Because if you are selling, like you said, a service that's a complex service, right? That requires interaction, right? Which is what so many of us sell, right? We sell things that are expensive. For example, you know, any kind of like, if you've got kids and they're trying to pass certain kinds of tests or whatever, right? And you want to prepare them, you know, you're selling a service that prepares your kids to pass the ACT or the SAT, right? I could totally see it like, hey, you know, are you trying to get your kid into the best college possible, but you're not sure that he or she is going to be able to pass these tests? You know, have you got questions?
Click here.
Message me. That's fire. I can help you, right? Or are you trying to pass the board or right, whatever, right? I mean, like anything where there's some sort of teaching. Or are you, you know, looking for a personal trainer, but you just haven't been able to figure it out? You know what I mean? Because you can do that from your home. So these are things that are expensive, right? Because they require pretty big outlays, but these are the kinds of decisions people don't make with a click. They make
something to talk about there too, to kind of piggyback on what you said is, you know, every single one of these things that we're covering, you know, these five tactics, I want everyone to realize that you can make a career out of all of them. And I think this is really important for the marketers listening, the career marketers, is we get so fancy because we're so smart and nerdy, right? We want to build a funnel and automation and email and bots and toys. Da-da. If you just stopped today and got rid of everything and literally just sold birthday campaigns to a certain industry, you can make $1 million faster than trying to customize your way there and figure out and be this expert, da-da-da. Like, scaling is about productizing a service. Like in this particular industry, you know, when I was scaling my agency, it's because I did one thing exceptionally well, which is I ran an ad and got name, email, and phone number, and I sent them a text notification that they could call people. And that was it. I said no to everything else. So everything that we're going, or the example that Michael just gave about, you know, the Ask Me Anything ad, you can just make a career doing that one thing. So I really challenge everybody to simplify. If you want to scale, then simplify and eliminate a lot of the nonsense that keeps us busy, not productive.
Love it. Okay, what's the fifth one?
Fifth is just talking, and we actually alluded to it in the beginning. The fifth is just talking about what is relevant. We're just talking about Google Trends, y'all. Like, if you go to Google Trends right now, this second, in the top left, you can click, I think it's like three lines or four lines or something like that, and then you can click trending searches, and then it will tell you what the world is talking about. And if you really want to get attention, just weave your message into whatever is relevant. And
whatever's trending right now.
Like, that's it. But it's crazy because it's so simple. But everybody, you'll see the biggest lift. And I'll tell you who actually did this the best that everyone here has probably heard of before. His name is Justin Bieber. So here's what Justin Bieber would do when YouTube first came out. When YouTube first came out, he was just a little kid living in Canada that had talent. And when somebody would drop a new song,
he would do a cover.
He would do a cover. And he would do a cover until this guy named Usher and until this guy named Justin Timberlake found his covers. And then they had a bidding war to sign him. I mean, the strategy is as old as time. It works. So just talk about what's trending. During the election, it was really easy to get attention by just simply bringing up the election a little bit too. Like, so find out what's hot, trending, search, and talk about that. And there you go. You will increase your visibility, your engagement, your conversions, et cetera.
How the heck do you connect that to your business, though? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering.
Test me on anything right now. Give me a trending subject.
all right. Why don't you go and tell me what's trending real quick? I have no idea. I mean, like if we pull it up, I have no idea. Let's just say crypto. Yeah. You know,
so I'll say AMC stock, right? So AMC stock.
Okay, there you go.
Got a million searches. So,
okay.
Entrepreneurs, let me ask you a question. Did you invest? AMC stock went up 100% in the last 24 hours. Meaning, if you put $100 in there today, it would be $200. But you didn't. But you keep getting FOMO. You hear about that. You hear about crypto. You hear about Bitcoin. And every single night, you're banging your head against the pillow. Why can't I get one of these things? Why can't I just get rich? This is called gambling, my friends. But do you really want to gamble with the future of your children? You're the CEO. You have to protect your employees. You have to protect your family and everyone you're provided for. And you want to gamble it away? Yeah, maybe it goes up 100%, but what if it went down 100%? How would that make you feel? So why not bet on something that you have control over, like your business? Or how about something like Facebook ads? Do you realize that if you put $10 into Facebook ads right now and you spend $3 of those dollars and you're not liking the results, you can turn it off immediately? You can't do that with the stock market. You can't do that with crypto. And L is an L. So do something that you can actually control, like advertising, and stop putting your family at risk. Click the button below and let's chat.
Perfect. Wow. Okay. So how long do you run these ads for, man? I mean, are you just like, I mean, if you're going to ride this relevance train, you know, like whatever's trending right now, does this mean you just kind of like are spinning up new ads every day?
And that would be the downside with this ad. It's just a lot of work because, you know, when it's trending, it'll be hot. But the second that, you know, no one's talking about AMC anymore, you pause it. However, you hold on to it because trends repeat themselves.
Yeah. You just sub out the language, right?
Yeah. We've seen AMC trend like 12 different times. You know what I mean? So you turn it on.
Before
there.
That, it was GameStop, right?
Exactly. 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 So maybe that's what you do, right? Maybe if I had to recut that, I would say like, look, you saw the news, the stock market's going crazy, blah, 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 blah. But how about bet on something that you control, like business, you know?
Yeah. And if it's a video, you could just do a voiceover, right?
Exactly.
Sub in the stock and then just throw AMC up or GameStop or whatever the next thing is, right? And if it's crypto, you could talk about Bitcoin or Ethereum, and that's probably not going to be not trending for a while.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Nailed it.
It's going to be hot for a while. So absolutely fascinating. Now, tell us about your ad certification program. And specifically, you repackaged it, right? So tell us a little bit of, and you may have already hinted throughout this today, but tell us about what you've got going on.
So I've been teaching online advertising for like 7 or 8 years or something like that. And a lot of the trainings that we've done are kind of like drop in when it's convenient, right? So, hey, if you need help with your ads, come on by. We'll help you workshop through your ads. And what I noticed is sometimes it's difficult for people because it doesn't bring them from point A to point Z. Right? There's no start and finish. You just kind of jump in when it's helpful, et cetera. And so finally I was like, you know what? I have so many businesses that ask me the same question. Here's the question they ask me, Michael. They go, hey, man, do you have any marketers that you recommend? Or, and I'm like, I mean, I have 130,000 students in 75 countries, but anyone that I would actually put my stamp, like, I'll give you a great example, like you right here. If you ask me, Billy, I'm looking for someone on my team, like I value our relationship and our friendship. I'm not going to just send you somebody who I'm like, you know what I mean? I need to have confidence in them. And then I finally said to myself, the only way that I would ever have confidence in them is if I personally trained them. And I was like, that's it. We're going to start a certification. And so, we started a certification. It's a 16-week program. It goes from A to Z. If you know nothing about advertising or, know a little bit, but you want to be a professional and do it the way that we do it, right? On the agency level, working with some of the largest franchises in the world at scale, and you're looking for a career or skill set that's needed more now than ever, right? COVID happened and everything's online, but nobody knows how to actually get customers. That's where we come into play, and that's what our certification is all about.
Do you think that the marketer listening right now who works for someone else would be, a good target to go through that program? So maybe they could bring some more wins.
I think your employer would be ecstatic to do it so that they know that things are being handled right. Like on the employer side,
So you're not wasting money, right?
Yeah. You want to know because I'm sure as an employee, you ask all the time, this looks good, da, 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 da. They want something that's proven and tested. And I think that's where, not to toot our own horn, but I don't know, there's too many people in the world or organizations in the world who have taught as many people as us, worked with as big as companies as us and have as much experience in the field as us. So to be able to use that kind of brand reputation and it's been good.
Where do they find that program if they want to check it out?
If you find that program and you're interested, literally all you need to do is just email daniel@askbillyjean.com.
Daniel at askbillyjean.com.
Yeah. And Jean is G-E-N-E. G-E-N-E.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So that's the best way for them to go ahead. And I like the way you did this. Notice he didn't say, go to this website. He actually said, email us.
Yeah.
Daniel@askbillyjean.com. Yep. And they should mention the subject line, add certification program. And in the email say, hey, I heard you on Mike Stelzer's podcast.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
So that, because Billy wants to track. He's a smart
guy. Yeah, exactly. And then I also want to hook everybody up.
Yeah.
So we talked about in the very beginning, you asked me, what shifts with the brand? Well, the thing I didn't mention too, is just impact. It's like, you make X amount of money and then you realize one thing that you're good. Like you don't need another stupid Lamborghini. You don't really care. And then you start to look for okay, I'm successful, but am I fulfilled? So years ago, I did something crazy and I slashed all my prices to all my stuff so we can reach more people. We got to reach more countries, more people would be able to afford it. Dude, and the stories that have come in are just crazy. And so then I've just kind of been one-upping that and I just give away my stuff for free. So if anybody who just wants everything that I've ever created over the last decade, absolutely free, I have a domain for you. And you literally just go to billysfreecourses.com. Go to billysfreecourses.com and just take them. They're yours. Enjoy. Specifically for this group.
billysfreecourses.com.
Go get them.
Now, that's totally different than the certification program, yeah. But they're still going to be solid gold in
certification,
there.
16 weeks, 5K, right? That costs money. You need to be serious. It's hard. It's intense. It's a lot of work. It's all those things. But if we're going to put our brand behind you and you're looking to be serious about this and go to the next level, it's for you. But if you're just looking to dabble your feet, learn some things, get billysfreecourses.com. Take all the information. There's all kinds of stuff. If you thought this was helpful, you're going to love the stuff in there. It's yours, 100% free. And if you want to, invest into yourself, certification, I highly recommend.
Billy, do you have a preferred social platform if anybody wants to tag you or message you?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram, if you want to kind of retag or DM us. I'm going to be honest, this is ironic. I can't stand social media. I've never actually liked social media. I do it because I enjoy writing and storytelling, but the social and posting and all that nonsense, I actually can't stand it. So,
okay, what's your user ID on Instagram?
Billy Jean is Marketing. Go to Instagram, Billy Jean is Marketing. I think it's got 170K followers. It's verified. That's how you know it's me. And shoot us a DM.
Sweet. G-E-N-E. Billy, thank you so much for sharing all your insights and wisdom with us today. I think a lot of people are going to be better as a result of it. And folks, if you really enjoyed hearing from Billy, be sure to tag him on Instagram and And then his team will let him know, hey, that podcast appearance with Mike Stelzner, it blew up, man.
Heck yeah.
Thanks again, Billy. Really appreciate you, man.
And everyone, keep listening to this podcast. There's a lot of people out there that claim to provide value. Very few actually do. And this guy right here is one of them. Proud to call him a friend.
Appreciate you, my man.
Later, brother.
Hey, if you couldn't take notes fast enough, well, guess what? We took them for you. Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/465. And if you're new to the show, be sure to follow us. We have some amazing content coming your way. If you've been a long time listener, would you let your friends know about this show? I'm at Stelzner on Instagram. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week, I promise. I hope you make the best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.